Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Let us get right to Andy Parker, meteorologist extraordinaire. Andy, it's only October, I realize, but anytime one hears the words lake effect in the forecast, one's ears perk up. What's going on?
Well, that's what's happening. Boy, we lit the lake up good. The machine is well-oiled and ready to run. Fortunately, we are not 10 degrees colder than we are right now. Otherwise, this would be a repeat of that October storm. It's the same type of scenario. That one was just colder. In this situation, it's all going to be in the form of rain. As we look at radar, the heaviest rain right now extends from about the airport through Depew, Chickawaga, Sloan, West Seneca, Lackawanna, Blaisdell, Orchard Park, all the usual suspects you hear in the wintertime, except in this situation, it is in the form of rain, and then it cuts off right at around Dunkirk and Fredonia. There's about 230 to 50 miles of rain. As I look back at it all the way to Cleveland, we pull up the Cleveland radar where this band of lake effect is birthed over the shallows of Lake Erie, over
birthed.
By...
the shallows? Yeah. I like... They're very poetic today. It was birthed over the shallows. If you can work in brackish, that'll be great.
Oh, that's a whole... That's a different body of water.
I know.
But yeah, so it extends all the way back to there. And that's what's driving this. The lake temperature was still in the upper 60s. Not crazy warm for this time of year. And all it takes is one event. So you can knock it down 3-4 degrees in a single day. Last check, we're down to 61 degrees. Just a few days ago, we were 68. So a couple of those cold nights, and it settles the number down. But the magic number is 23 degrees. You get a 23-degree difference between the lake temperature and the air temperature, and you'll start to fire it up. And when I say air temperature, it's not the air directly above the lake. It's the air about a mile up. So if you were to walk a mile straight up into the sky with a thermometer, if that's a 23-degree temperature difference, you've got the first piece of the puzzle to get the engine going.
So what are we looking at in terms of a timeline and where everything is going to hit and where it is not going to hit?
Well, this is going to be the wettest part of the day for, I would say, Buffalo and the North Towns. As we kind of watch where this goes, it's plowing through the city right now and yep. and providing, again, not a ton of wind with this. As we look outside, right. Occasionally some gusts on the edges. If you're in the center of the lake band, much like in the wintertime, it gets quieter right in the middle. It's the edges where you have all the turbidity. And what we're finding is that this will remain where it is until maybe around 7 tonight. It'll really, just after the evening commute, between 6 and 8 o'clock, it begins a jog back to the south. The winds will reorient a little bit to the west, and then they will go slightly northwest. So that will drive all this rain down into Chautauqua, Cattaraugus County, our friends in Jamestown, Mayville, Bemis Point. You'll be the recipient of this. And then the winds will turn more northwesterly, and then it'll create more of a cellular, broken showery type of weather that'll stick around for the day on Thursday. And really, this isn't going to release this large-scale weather system, the big closed core low that is swirling in southern Canada over Ontario that's causing all of this. This is going to stick around for a couple of days and keep us cool and wet, probably until Saturday, and we'll start to see lesser degree cool and wet as we progress through the weekend.
So what we're seeing right now, this is, of course, the lake effect rain, and any rain hereafter. I mean, what I'm trying to get to is, for how long are people going to need rowboats and canoes?
Well, for the remainder of today, the steadiest rain is between now and 11 o'clock tonight. Then it becomes, for most folks, it becomes more of a nuisance, where it's cloudy, you have some rain, and then it goes past, and then you, another hour, you get a little bit more rain, and it goes past. But the constant fire hose coming off of Lake Erie, that big band that stretches all the way to Toledo, that's lined up for the next several hours, and then that will shift. And once it does, it'll kind of break up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it looks like, South Buffalo right now is getting a fair amount of the lake effect rain. But then east of Buffalo, parts of Amherst, Cheektowaga, West Seneca. Oh, West Seneca, you guys are getting hammered pretty well. Orchard Park is also getting the lake effect rain. But the good news is this should be the worst of it in terms of its heaviness, although the duration is going to be a little bit longer, and there's some more stuff forming over southern Ontario and Lake Erie, which looks like, Andy, it's going to be rolling in about when? Because I'm looking at a little bit over western New York right now, but I'm seeing a big blotch over Lake Erie.
Yeah, it's going to continue to kind of swirl in like that. You described it pretty well. Everything over Lake Erie is kind of advancing on a southwest to northeast fetch. So it's a line that you could draw along Lake Erie is about 240 miles long. And so this actually begins all the way by Toledo, and then it picks up steam, especially once you get past Long Point. And that's when you see a lot of the, if you look at the radar, you see those ugly yellows and oranges. That's the intense rain. If you look up to the north, like Niagara Falls, Newfane, Niagara on the lake, they haven't had as much rain up there, and it's a bit more broken and showery. The airport will be over an inch. Well, from this storm, we've already seen an inch of rain, and we should have no problem catching up to what would be normal for the month of October, which is 4 inches. We're still about 5 inches below average when you go back to September and August, July and June. So we've got some work to do. And when you look at the next 2 weeks, I don't think there's any shortage of rain showers in our forecast.
Well, I'm just glad that this is the lake effect rain, and we don't have something waiting to give us a sucker punch when we, we're getting it as we speak. And one quick thing, you said something at the beginning about, hey, if we were just a few degrees cooler, how many inches of snow would this amount to, Andy Parker?
Oh, that's the magic question. Rule of thumb is 10 to 1. So if you, for every inch of rain that you get, you would get 10 inches of snow. So this would, at this point, probably be anywhere from, probably up over a foot in spots right now.
Good Lord. Anything else about which people need to know right now, Andy?
At this point, it's easier to turn the wipers on than it is to get the shovel out. That's what I would remind folks.
Yeah, and this stuff over the lake, is it, it? Will it make landfall, or is it going to peter out?
Oh, no, that's going to keep on coming. Yeah. It's a train of rain, and we're probably, if you've ever waited at one of those, you know, you've seen the engine go by and the clickety-clack of the train, and you're looking for the caboose, we've got a while. You can't see the caboose on this one. It's several hours down the pike.
Oh, Andy, I remember the days of cabooses on trains. They seem to have passed us by, however. Andy Parker, I'm so glad you joined us. Thank you very much, and appreciate that. And I'm glad we're not going to have a repeat of the October surprise storm of 2006.
You got it. Not this time around.
Yep. Andy Parker, thank you very much.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.